is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday, the White House said, amid Western fears Russia is planning to invade Ukraine, which Moscow denies. Earlier, Macron spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin and in a separate call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine and Russia called for intensified diplomatic efforts Sunday to avert all-out war, each blaming the other for a sharp escalation in shelling on the front line, separating Kyiv's forces from Moscow-backed separatists. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia remained, quote, on the brink of invading Ukraine. Putin repeated a call for, quote, the United States and NATO to take Russian demands for security guarantees seriously, end quote. Sunday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies at the annual Munich Security Conference. She tried to make the case to American allies that rapidly escalating tensions on the Ukraine-Russian border meant European security was under direct threat. Closing arguments are set for Monday in the federal hate crime trial over the killing of Ahmaud Arbery by three white men in the U.S. state of Georgia. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Prosecutors rested their case Friday after calling three witnesses who said they recalled racist statements by two of the defendants, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael. Defense attorneys called one witness, a neighbor who said a white man may be the same one the McMichaels reported to police as suspicious in 2019. The pair, along with neighbor William Roddy Bryant, pleaded not guilty to charges they violated Arbery's civil rights by chasing and killing him in their neighborhood. They were already convicted in the state's case and sentenced to life. I'm Julie.